Ritter Jr.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump said on Thursday he would not participate in another presidential debate against Kamala Harris ahead of the November 5th election after several polls showed his Democratic rival won their debate earlier this week. The former president wrote on social media site Truth Social in all caps, "There'll be no third debate." Trump had participated in a debate against President Joe Biden in June before his debate against Harris on Tuesday. U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland is denouncing increasing threats against the Justice Department, AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Garland said they faced everything from conspiracy theories to threats of violence.
Through your work, you have made clear that the Justice Department will not be intimidated by these attacks. But it is dangerous and outrageous that you have to endure them.
Garland's remarks came amid GOP claims the Biden administration has weaponized the Justice Department to go after Donald Trump. The Attorney General says department employees have made clear they do not bend to politics. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Meanwhile, more than 50,000 people filled Singapore's National Stadium on Thursday to observe Pope Francis's last mass of his 12-day trip across Southeast Asia and Oceania. Francis toured the stadium at the beginning of the event in a white golf cart decorated with a Vatican seal. He greeted dozens of schoolchildren, babies, and disabled people. Earlier on Thursday, the 87-year-old pontiff urged political leaders in Singapore, a leading global financial hub, to seek fair wages for the country's lower-paid foreign workers. This is VOA News. Vietnam on Thursday was reeling from the impact of deadly Typhoon Yagi, the strongest storm to hit Asia this year, killing more than 200 people. Reuters correspondent Jillian Kitchener reports.
The chances of storms like Yagi are increasing as scientists say climate change is intensifying tropical cyclones. Take Typhoon Yagi, for example. It intensified very quickly before striking Vietnam. Nadia Blumendahl is a climate scientist.
That's extremely remarkable to see typhoons undergo such rapid intensification.
There is no scientific consensus yet around how climate change is impacting the number of storms in a season. But the timing of storms is changing as warmer temperatures, even in winter months, create the conditions for more intense storms to develop.
Reuters correspondent Jillian Kitchener. Several people were killed and others injured in an attack by unknown armed individuals in Afghanistan on Thursday, the country's Interior Ministry spokesman said. The first attack on civilians in Dakhandi province since the Taliban took over. The Islamic State claimed responsibility for the attack, the group said on Thursday in its Telegram channel. Most of the residents of Dakhandi province are Shia Muslims, and it was considered one of the safest provinces. Islamic State Khorasan, a local affiliate of the Middle East-based Islamic State, has waged an insurgency against the Taliban, who they see as their enemies. Taliban authorities say they've mostly crushed the group, even if it continues to carry out attacks in Afghanistan. Zimbabwe's government says it's considering a proposal to cull its elephant population to address food shortages and reduce the effects of an El Nino-induced drought, just like its western neighbor Namibia recently decided. But some conservationists are pushing back. Columbus Mapunga reports from Harare.
Zimbabwe is one of the five countries in southern Africa that the World Food Program says has been hard hit by El Nino drought, leaving millions of people food insecure. The proposal to cull elephants follows Namibia's recently announced plans to cull 723 wild animals, including 83 elephants, to mitigate the effects of the drought and distribute the meat to communities facing food shortages. Columbus Mavunga, VOA News, Harare.
Senegal was hit by a nationwide electricity outage on Thursday following an accident at a power station in the capital, Senegal's power utility said in a statement. The U.S. has committed over $500 million in recent years to upgrade Senegal's electricity grid. I'm Joe Ramsey.